Tzvachim Perek Yud Gimel. Most of this parak is about what happens if somebody shechts or burns and offers up korbanos outside the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. The second Mishnah, however, takes a slight digression about somebody who is tameh. Hashochet v'amale b'chutz, says Mishnah Aleph, somebody who shechts an animal as a korban and offers up a korban outside the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, v'shogeg, unwittingly, and even if he committed both averos in one state of forgetfulness, that is, when he shechted it, he thought he could shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash, and then he offered it up, and he never was made aware in between that he was doing something aser. Chayev al hashchita v'chayev al ho'aliyah. The Tanakhama says he's chayev for two averos, one korban chatas because of shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash, and a second korban chatas for bringing a korban, for offering a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's two distinct violations specified separately in the Torah, and as a result, he is going to be chayev two. There are two separate psukim, one of which talks about shechting an animal out chutz l'machane, and one that talks about offering it outside the machane. And so it's two separate averus. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Shachat Bifnim Behele Bachutz Chayev. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, if he shechted an animal properly inside the Azara and then burnt the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, then he's chayiv on account of doing the Avera of being male a carbon bachutz. However, shachat bachutz vehella bachutz pater. Unlike the Tanakhama, he says, if the person did the shechita of the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash and then offered the korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's pater shelo hele bachutz el davar pasul, because once he shechted it outside, it is unfit. As soon as it becomes unfit, it couldn't be a korban even inside the Beis HaMikdash. So by offering an unfit korban outside the Beis HaMikdash in an unfit place, that's not compounding his avera, because he's offering something that couldn't have been a korban in the first place. Amrullah, however, the Chacham said to him, Afa shochet bifnim umale bachutz, kivon shehotzio psolo. They said, the problem is your logic doesn't hold, because you said somebody who shechts inside and offers up outside is chayav a korban for doing something improper. But they point out that as soon as he takes it outside the Azara, he has done yotze. He has moved the korban outside the Azara, and therefore it is automatically pasul and disqualified at that moment. How can you say that he's chayev for offering a disqualified offering? He's chayev for that in the case of shachat bifnim, and then not say he's chayev for both averos of doing it bachutz, if he shechted and tried to offer it bachutz. The halacha follows the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, who say that you're chayev for both averos, despite the fact that there was some kind of a psul inside. As a result, this leads us into the second Mishnah, which talks about a similar kind of dispute. Tamei sha'achal, if a tamei person ate kodesh, ate meat from a korban, bein kodesh tamei uvein kodesh tahor, whether this meat from the sacrifice had become tamei or whether it was still tahor, in either case, if he ate it b'mezid on purpose, he would be chayev kares. And otherwise, if he ate it b'shogeg, he has to bring a korban olav yored, and he's chayev. So if he's tamei and ate kudshim, whether they themselves were tamei or tahor is immaterial, he's chayev a korban. According to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer tamei she'achal tahor chayev. Rabbi Yossi Aglili splits the difference, and he says, if it's a tamei person that ate perfectly good meat from kudshim, that's tahor, then he's chayev. But the tamei she'achal tamei potter. But if a tamei person ate tamei kudshim, then he's potter, because by eating tamei kachim, you only violate a lav, a lo sase, but not a kares bearing avera. As a result, if he's tamei and he ate something that was tamei that wouldn't give him kares, shelo achal el davar tamei. All he ate was something tamei. Amrulo, the Chachamim again argued that his own logic was self-contradictory. Af tamei she'achal tahar, kivan shenaga bo timuhu. If a tamei person eats tahar kachim, by touching it as a tamei person, he made it tamei. V'tahar she'achol tamei, pater she'en achayev al tumas haguf. So as soon as he touched it, he made it tamei. And by making it tamei, it's irrelevant whether it was tamei or not, because of what he did. And I'm sorry, I jammed the last sentence in with the previous ones. Rather, as a separate clause, b'tahar she'achal tamei pater, if a tahar person ate tamei kadshim, our first cases that we were talking about was a tamei person. Now it's a tahar person. If he ate tamei meat, then he is pater from having to bring a carbon. He has violated a lav and incurred the penalty of malchus, as we've been saying a few seconds ago. But she'eno chayav ela al tumas haguf. The only time you're chayav a carbon for this shogeg is a person whose body is tamei, and then he eats kachim, as we were talking about in the first cases of the Mishnah.